We are entering the era now where you can no longer know whether anything is true just because a video exists, nor can you know whether any news is actually true unless you can witness it with your own eyes or you have it from a trusted friend who's on site. Like, how do we even know what's happening in the Middle East right now? How do we know? It's very difficult to know for sure what's going on. And how do we know that, like, how do we know that Joe Biden's even alive? Because there was a version of Joe Biden that was rolled out at one point who was way taller than Joe Biden. Seemingly, there have been several different versions of Joe Biden. But we're entering this era of total fakery, and Google just released access to a new AI video generation engine called Veo. Veo 3, I think, is what it is. I don't know, I might have the number wrong. But there have been all kinds of video clips posted online in the last few days that claim to be generated by Google Veo, or maybe it's called Veo. And they are basically flawless. I mean, they are, you know, I've done a lot of AI video generation. I did several music videos based on that. And of course, I'm working on an AI text generator that's about to be released at brighteon.ai. And so I have a lot of experience with AI compared to most people. So I've done tons of video generation and prompting and storyboarding and things like that. And what Google Veo is producing, although I haven't used this engine because I don't use Google products, but what this engine is producing, looking at it with my trained eye, it's astonishing. The characters are consistent, which itself is astonishing. They don't morph. They don't have like seven fingers. You know, and when they turn around, their face is still the same, you know, because a lot of AI video generators, when a person turns around and then they come back around, they're like, everything's changed. You know, it's not the same person anymore. All kinds of weirdness takes place. And then they have AI voices that are going with these video clips. Some of them are clips that look like influencers that are reporting on fictional events like disasters and so on. And the facial, the facial behavior that's going with the delivery of the voice just looks flawless, just absolutely perfect. And what this means is that the era of popular human influencers is just about over, at least for the mainstream masses. That is, for people who like to tune in to, I don't know, like a sexy female influencer just because of the way she looks and she's just blabbing about nonsense and, you know, fashion and travel and whatever. Like, that's going to be replaced within months. There won't be any more human influencers doing that because that can just be absolutely overtaken by AI. Now, you'll still have the more thoughtful reporters and analysts or influencers like myself who are thinking for ourselves and saying things that no AI will dare say. For example, talking about, you know, the death jabs and mass human extermination via vaccines, etc. There will be no AI engine that will ever be allowed to say that. So that's a really good rule of thumb, by the way. If you want to know, are you listening to somebody who's human? Just see if they can ever say that vaccines cause autism, okay? If they can say those three words in that sequence, then it's still a person. Because no AI system will ever say that. At least not the hosted, you know, big tech AI systems. But these AI videos from Google can also be used as news videos. So how will you ever know if a news event is even real? I mean, there's already been a history of a lot of events that many people question, you know, going back 9/11 and Sandy Hook and, you know, all kinds of false flag shootings and MK Ultra, this and that. So we've had a history of obvious, you know, trickery or fakery or false narratives, things like that. But now we're going to have really convincing footage that depicts these events as if they're happening. And it's going to be impossible to know whether the footage is real or fake. Impossible to know. So, you know, you're going to see You can see an online video of a shooting, let's say. And you know how the script is going to go. Oh, somebody shot, you know, more like Israeli embassy people or whatever, because that is an event that happened recently. And then there's going to be a narrative around that. Oh, we need to pass laws, you know, banning the First Amendment, banning criticism against Israel because of this video. And then you don't even know if the video is real. You don't even know if the shooting happened. You don't even know if anybody actually died. I mean, I've seen reports looking that are claiming that the NASA astronauts, the seven astronauts that supposedly died in, what was it, the Challenger disaster back in, was it like 1978 or something? I don't even remember what year that was. It was in the late 70s, I'm pretty sure. And I've seen documentaries claiming those people are all still alive and that thing never happened, you know? And I haven't reached that same conclusion. I don't know. I haven't looked at it. But what if the faking of history is now going to be upgraded to a whole new level of faking history with all kinds of fake video footage that is indiscernible from real footage? How are you going to know what's real if you're getting your information on a screen? And if the images and the videos on that screen can be completely faked. I mean, I was talking about this in another podcast where an easy way for the establishment to trick the evangelical Christians is to convince them that the book of Revelation is coming true and that Jesus is coming out of the sky on a white horse. If you can convince them of that, they will do anything. They will follow you into anything, including mass suicide. No, seriously. Because, you know, evangelical Christians are very loyal to Jesus, and if they think Jesus is asking them to join him in heaven, and all you have to do is, you know, take this pill or take this jab or go to this location or whatever, they'll do it. But what if it's a fake Jesus? What if it's a fake video? What if it's a, you know, it's a deep fake of Jesus? That would be like the most satanic deep fake of all, but somebody's going to do that. Somebody is going to do that. And whatever you believe in, whatever you are loyal to, maybe you're loyal to Trump. Well, Trump videos can be faked. Maybe you're loyal to the science. Well, those videos can be faked. Whatever you think you're loyal to, that can be weaponized and used against you with fake videos. Way beyond deep fakes. I'm talking about faked events, fake news, but depicting it as if it were real. Even a fake war, you could be shown videos every day. We're being attacked by the Russians, we're being attacked by North Korea, and it could all be fake. Every single video might be fake, but how would you know? If Reuters reports it and the New York Times reports it and everybody reports it as real like they did during COVID, how would you know it's fake? You wouldn't know. We're living in a Truman Show. The whole system is faked. I'm not claiming we're living under a giant dome, but I'm saying that your reality has been engineered, and now the engineering capabilities of altering that reality have reached a whole new level of sophistication, making it practically indiscernible from, you know, the real world. So get ready. A whole new level of fakery is upon us, and the only way you're gonna ever see through it is to put on that skeptical thinking cap, you know? Make sure that by default, you don't believe anything you see. I mean, I have a music video called Don't Believe Your Eyes. In fact, let's just play the video. So here's my video, which is AI generated, by the way. It's called Don't Believe Your Eyes, and it's all about this exact topic. And let me just thank you before we go to that video. I'm Mike Adams, Brighteon.com, naturalnews.com. Enjoy the music video, and be a skeptical thinker. Take care.
Coming to you through augmented reality. Wish I could show you what I can see. Floating avatars dancing across my room. And I think I just bent a spoon. And now there's digital voices inside my head, and a crypto rig running under my bed. 1,000 virtual friends are liking me. Wait till they see what I can't see. When the world is filled with lies, and your waking life is synthesized, break the illusion and realize, don't believe your eyes. If you see beyond the synthetic veil, make tracks down digital rabbit trails. I hope you realize, it's a comic surprise. Don't believe your eyes. Forgot to install my brain today. I got a cloud computer gonna take its place. I got some VR goggles gonna morph this space. But the truth I can never replace. I got a quantum computer with a GPU, a viral video, a million views. I got a talking avatar that looks like you, and she's telling me what to do.
Oh yeah.
When the world is filled with lies, and your waking life is synthesized, break the illusion and realize, don't believe your eyes. Don't believe your eyes. Trails. I hope you realize it's a comic surprise. Don't believe your eyes. My feet touched the sand for the first time today. I saw the sunrise, it took my breath away. I felt the wind blowing whispers across my face. And I cried when I didn't recognize this place. I cried cause I couldn't recognize this place. When the world is filled with lies, and your waking life is synthesized, break the illusion and realize, don't believe your eyes. Synthetic veil, make tracks down digital rabbit trails. I hope you realize it's a comic surprise. Don't believe your eyes. Don't believe.
All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com, and I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious, and I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like look at this list. Organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic. And butter powder, a little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt. Again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper number 60 mesh. That's just the size of the black pepper. And that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, everything's organic. Except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure, but everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing. We do the glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing. We do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more, in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield. And we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well. And it's a non-alcohol formula. So it's certified organic. Here it is. Green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the, you know, miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here. And it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, you know, on top of turmeric and on top of a whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices. It's called soft dried, and it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. Excuse me, you can take them on an airplane. You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, you know, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go, and you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient but healthy food. It's fast food, but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, you know, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, you know, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do. Plus, they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brighttown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here, and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the world with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage, we believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.